Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Former President of Dance Sport Federation of Ireland, Tommy Shocknessy, is with us on the line today. Tommy, why do you think ballroom dancing is back and so attractive now to people?
Hi, Andrea. Ballroom dancing has always been here with us through the centuries. But Dancing with the Stars does help to promote it and show it in a very good light. And during the programme, the period when the programme is on television, the numbers of inquiries increase quite substantially through our website. We get a lot more calls. And obviously that's people seeing the benefits and the fun element in dancing.
And with different age groups, Tommy, is it mainly?
It's all age groups, because keep in mind, Andrew, like kids start to dance at 3,
yeah,
and you can dance to the grave, from the cradle to the grave, can dance. And that's what makes it so much fun. Mm. You know, we have kids' classes. We find the middle age group, the 20s, 30s, a lot of them come for the fitness element and the health benefits. And the older age group, the seniors in the 60s and the 70s, come from social reasons. Social interaction, social activity.
The same kind of happened, didn't it, with, I'm after losing the name of it now. I'm thinking of Nathan Carter and, you know, the jive dancing. That sort of was a big reboot, wasn't it, a couple of years ago?
Well, it's still very big. It's called Country Jive.
Country? How did I lose the name of that?
Yeah. And there's a huge interest in it. And at the moment, we're actually training teachers in that particular style because there's just not enough people out there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You just don't have enough teachers, Tommy.
We just don't have enough teachers in certain parts of the country. Obviously, Dublin has its quite substantial amount of teachers. But we get inquiries on a day-to-day basis through our website, dancesport.ie. And we could get them from Donegal, Sligo, Limerick, North Clare. And in some of these regions, we don't have a dance teacher that we would be confident and recommend that would have any kind of accreditation. So we started a new teacher training program recently. It was the first one ever here in Ireland for social. Because it was just to answer the demand.
Yeah.
Just to answer the demand.
That's very interesting. Well, one of the stars of Dancing with the Stars, I should say the star, actually, of 2024, Karen Byrne is with us. Karen's not just a professional dancer, but also, of course, the winner, too, of this year's series. Have you noticed, Karen, this, you know, re-boom and boost in the number of people now trying to take up ballroom dancing in particular?
Hi, Andrea, and also hi, Tommy. It's funny listening to Tommy here because Tommy is actually my coach and he was the one that pushed me to go on to Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, very good.
In the first place. Yeah, I find while I'm on the show, the inquiries based around Ireland are mental. Everyone has messaged me saying, listen, Karen, I really want to join dancing, but there's just no teacher in my area. We're just lucky in Dublin that there's so many dance studios. And I suppose it's something I never even thought. Now I know outside of Dublin, it's very hard to get a dance class. And I think it is important to keep that teacher training going because that keeps dancing alive, not just in Dublin, but around Ireland as well. So it is it's a great idea to actually set up. So everything's not just based coming from Dublin.
Have you noticed, like, obviously, I know you're with the show, you know, a long time now, Karen, and the winner of the programme as well with Jason Smith this year. But have you noticed that sort of, you know, what we might describe as the older, more traditional form of dance, the foxtrot or the tango, or, you know, more than the modern dance?
Absolutely.
Is there more demand? Yeah.
And I used to tell my friends I'd done ballroom dancing. They were like, what?
I know.
Ballroom?
I did it a while as well. And you'd nearly be embarrassed telling people, like.
Oh, no, I wasn't, because I loved that it wasn't that popular back then. I was saying, no, you have to try it. It's amazing. But I think the show has showed that it's not as cliche as an old, it's not an old person's dance.
Yeah.
Everyone would say, oh, my nanny used to do that, but it's strange to hear say young kids doing it now. But I mean, like, it just shows, like Tommy was saying, there's a great social aspect to it. So it's not a case of a type of dance that as soon as you hit a certain age, that's it, you're done with dancing. Luckily enough, as I get older, I'll still be able to continue on dancing. And even with my studios alone, it has showed that it's kind of cool as well for young kids to do it and young boys. Like, I've got loads more boys starting dancing now because of the show, because they're looking at the likes of, say, Jake, and they're going, oh, so it is actually cool to do it. And I think it's important that boys do learn how to dance as well. It's not just a girls' sport.
No. And do you, would you put a lot of that down to the sort of, you know, renewed interest, Karen, in more recent years? And the fact that as well, like, probably more either celebrities or those of public profiles have taken it up and done really well at it.
Yeah, I think to see progression and you see how well people improve as well. Like, anyone that has done the show has raved about it and wanted to continue dancing afterwards. And I think that's what the show has done. It has put it on a platform that young children, like, if you think about who even watches Dancing with the Stars, it's from babies right up. They're watching it with their grandparents. So that's what ballroom dancing is. It's a sport for everybody to join in. And I just think the show, thankfully, like when I was growing up, I used to watch Strictly. And it's great to be able to see kids now watching Dancing with the Stars on an Irish grown programme. So to kind of look at the show and go, oh, well, Karen's on it. She's Irish. I want to do that one day. To give kids that kind of hope as well, that it's not just something you do as in, like, you can go on and have a career.
Yeah,
and
that's absolutely. But that's the thing. Job. Yeah, you were here with us before 2 years ago on Summer Memories, but like being able to actually turn your pastime into a full-time career as well,
it's amazing.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm very lucky to be part of Dancing with the Stars as well as teaching, but teaching is really my passion and I get to do that on television and have the crack while I'm doing it. So I couldn't rave about ballroom dancing any more than I do every Sunday night.
Good.
Because I think it's great even for, like, the gym is not for everyone.
No.
And a lot of people associate with fitness, oh, I have to go to the gym. I've had people at all ages coming to me, young children as well, that need that fitness. And I just think as well, it's great for fitness and socialising. When you get to a certain age, some people don't like socialising in a pub. It could be great. They come to the studio and they feel that's
enjoy
their way
that.
Of...
Yeah, good.
Yeah, so I think it's an all-rounder, really.
What about you, Ruth? Ruth is from the RQD Dance School. Have you noticed this demand as well, Ruth?
Hi, Andrea, and hi, Karen and Tommy as well. Yeah, I have. I've noticed, and it's really, really obvious when Dancing with the Stars is on TV as well. You know, Karen is flying the flag there, getting everyone wanting to follow in her footsteps. I find I do a lot of the social dancing side of things, and the huge part in my school is the social side of it. You know, obviously the mental and physical side as well, but over the years, like, the connections and friendships that people have built just through dance, and even couples, some of them it's their date night, they might not necessarily even go social dancing. So there's just so many reasons that people go dancing now.
And it is all age groups, is it, Ruth, that you notice coming through the door?
It's all age groups. Like, I know down the country, social dancing is huge, and you were talking about Country Jive there. That's all involved in social dancing. And a lot of older people, say 60 plus, they grew up doing this, so they go social dancing. I see a lot of people coming through now. They're seeing this and they can see what those people can do and they want to be able to go somewhere and jive and waltz. And, you know, at your friend's wedding, you want to get up and show off that you're able to waltz around the floor. And, yeah, it's all ages from, I mean, I have a line dance class next week. I think they're from 18 up to 60 something.
Yeah, brilliant. It's so. And Tommy, just back to your point, finally, the fact that, like, you are looking for teachers to train up people to teacher level or accredit them across the country. If there's people listening to you today that think I might fit the bill for this.
Yes, we are. We're starting our next course. We've just completed one recently and our next course will be in September and it'll be a 6 week course to help people understand how the teaching methods of social dancing. So that starts in September and the course is already almost full.
Is it? Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. The next generation of dance teachers countrywide. Former president of the Dance Sport Federation of Ireland, Tommy Shocknessy, Karen Byrne, of course, the 2024 Dancing with the Stars winner and also professional teacher, and Ruth too there from the RQD Dance School.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.